Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Jake.
And I'm Josh.
And today we are watching episode 305 of Power Rangers, Power Rangers Lost Galaxy, episode 12, Orion Rising.
It aired May 1st, 1999, is written by Denise Skinner and directed by Ryuta Tasaki. Denise Skinner's a new name.
I feel like that's a new name. Tasaki was last time.
Yeah.
And the time before that? The last two?
Nope, the last one was Blair True, the one before that.
Okay,
was
yeah, I knew it was recent. Yeah.
Denise Skinner, let's see, wrote this one and apparently
never
that's
worked
all.
In this town again.
That's it. That's all she ever did.
Well, Denise, hopefully this episode's good. Maybe this episode's gonna be so bad that they fired her from writing forever.
Great.
She had to go work in food service.
I am very excited about this.
If you're new here, what we do is we pause the recording, we go watch an episode of Power Rangers, we come back and we talk about it, and sometimes we cough about it, and sometimes we complain about it. And the coughs, for the most part, are gone.
They're not gone. They're much, much better.
They're under control now, so that's good for me, because I don't have to edit them out. You guys have heard very few actual coughs on the show. So let's go watch Orion Rising.
Go Galactic! We're back, and we just watched Orion Rising. We watched one Ryan rise.
One Orion is a rising. It happened. They done did it again. MorphinGrid.tumblr.com is our website. So it's JakeandJosh.com is where the archives are. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at MorphinGrid. We're on Google. I'm pretty sure you can Google us if you want.
Google didn't want us to be on Google anymore.
No,
today.
Google did a fun thing today where it just didn't want episode 303 to go up, I guess.
It's okay. I hacked Google.
Yeah.
I went through the deep web and went in the back door of Google to put the episode up.
You had to hack the mainframe. You got in there. You wormed your way in there.
Trojan horsed.
You dropped a payload in the Google. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play, and Podknife, if you want to leave us a rating and review, that'd be great, and we'd appreciate it, and it would help people find the show. Any order of those sentences is how I say it every time, and sometimes I switch it up, and it doesn't feel right, like this time. Anyway, we're also on Patreon, patreon.com/HeyJakeandJosh. For as little as $1 a month, you can support the show, and you get some cool stuff in return, like our episodes of Tattooed Teenage Alien Fighters from Beverly Hills, which the third episode is up by now, because it will be up tonight. Because after we finish, I'm going to go finish editing it. So it'll definitely be up a week ago from when you hear this. Is this Monday?
No. Yes?
Yes. Even the odds are Monday again.
Yes.
The right way. We didn't get any new emails. Josh, we got some reviews?
I think we've got one. I don't think we've read this one yet.
Okay.
So I will read it now. It's on iTunes, because that's the only one I check.
We'll check other places someday.
Soon enough.
We've checked Podknife before. We should check Podknife again, see if anyone has gotten there. Because I genuinely love the idea of Podknife.
Yeah.
So.
This is from iTunes user Fresh Out of Moon Jail. So we already got a pretty good cut.
Yeah.
Pretty deep cut. Titled, A Good Show. It's a 5-star review.
Perf.
I started listening to this podcast after their Pokemon one went on break, and I am so glad I did. The enthusiasm they have for Power Rangers is enormous, and it is just a good time all around. You can listen with or without watching along, but after listening, you're going to want to, since it is just so much fun. 10 out of 10, would recommend.
Oh, thank you very much, Fresh.
Can we call you Fresh? I'm going to call you Fresh Atta.
I'm going to call you Fresh Atta. So that's like that is someone who made an account to review this show.
Yes.
Thank you so much. If you want to get your reviews read, it's really easy. You go to iTunes and you leave one, and then we read it. That's all. That's all the criteria, whether it's good or bad. And so far, they've all been good. So, you know, I mean, don't leave a bad one. Don't go out of your way. If you're going to leave a bad one, just like keep it to yourself, I guess.
Just click whatever star you think is appropriate. a move along.
Yeah. So we do have a couple new patrons. So first up, it is, and I make this joke every time, it's Mexico's greatest export, Alberto.
Thank you, Alberto.
It's not Alberto Del Rio, who is like, kind of by all accounts, not a great guy. This Alberto is a good guy, but he does get the only good nickname that Alberto Del Rio ever got. Next up is Travis is a patron.
Thank you, Travis.
And finally, Redemption is a patron.
Thank you, Redemption.
Thank you guys very much. It is super, super appreciated. It helps out a ton. You have no idea. We got to record one more Teenage Mutant Ninja Fighters, and I like the new way of doing it where we talk about other stuff mostly, but Teenage Mutant Ninja Fighters is like a touchstone we keep coming back to.
Yeah, it triggers a conversation about something besides itself,
yeah,
which is very good.
Because there's not a lot of, it's weird, there's not a lot of content in the Teenage Mutant Ninja Fighters from Beverly Hills episodes.
Not really, especially weird. When they morph.
Yeah, oh, dude, you
all the content just drains right out.
It's super dumb and bad. Anyway, would you want to jump into the episode now?
Yeah, yep.
Okay.
I think so. I think this is a good jumping off point.
We start off, and it's Christmas time. They got presents.
I thought it was Christmas too.
It's not. It's Damon's birthday.
Because the first shot is someone putting a present under a tree.
They're putting a bow on a present under a tree. That's Christmas language, okay?
Surprised there wasn't like a sleigh bell in the background.
Some snow outside of Terra Venture. No, it's actually Damon's birthday. But it's okay because Damon thinks they all forgot his birthday. You know that classic prank?
Here's the thing. Everybody knows that I hate this from Happy Birthday, Zach, way back in season one. Where letting your friends just be discouraged and sad because they think you forgot their birthday all day. It's a crappy thing to do to your friends.
That sucks. Don't do that to your friends. Presumably you like your friends. Don't do this to them.
But I am going
to
spoil something about this episode right now. Okay. They're not going to show us any of that stuff.
No.
We're barely going to see Damon.
We get, I think, 3 shots of Damon before the very end when we get to the birthday stuff. But this is not a Damon episode.
No. Don't be fooled.
Don't get your hopes up. So Kendrix has made a cake, and it's a, I don't know what kind of cake it is, but there's white frosting, and there's those, like, frosting peaks.
Yeah, she just, like, globbed some frosting. Yeah.
It looks like,
like where strawberries would be in Portal.
Put a strawberry. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Well, that's called a Black Forest cake.
Yeah.
Which is weird, because Black Forest, in my head, that auto finishes to ham.
Ham, it's ham.
So, like, a Black Forest cake, in my head, should have some ham in it, but I also don't recommend that.
Yeah, Black Forest cake has that nice smoky ham flavor.
Yeah, you got that nice ham flavor, that good German ham. So Leo tries to get some cake. She smacks his hand. It's like, no cake. This is for Damon. And so she puts it in a tin and puts it in her airplane overhead compartment.
When she slaps Leo's hand away from what he knows is Damon's birthday cake,
yep,
he cannot believe she did that.
He is just aghast that she would deny him ruining his friend's birthday cake. How dare you? Next, you're going to want him to get a job, I bet. And here's a question I have about that.
Okay.
This isn't really a Leo episode. We won't talk too much about him, but he doesn't have a job. So he doesn't have, he can't pay rent, but he just lives with Akai and Damon. And it's not like there's a rent because they're in space. So, like, if he doesn't pay rent, and they're just like, go sleep outside in Terra Venture. You just gotta live outside now.
Did they bring more people than they had compartments so, like, they could have some homeless people on Terra Venture?
Just for the ambiance?
Ugh.
I wouldn't doubt it. Terra
Venture's
stupid.
That's what happens to the stowaways. They have to stay outside.
Yeah.
But Leo's lucky enough to be a Power Ranger.
Right. And Kai had a third bed.
Yeah.
Stacked up, I guess. So Kendrix puts it away, and again, her cabinets are literally airplane overhead compartments. Like, you hit the button, it comes upwards like a DeLorean door. And you asked if it was a fridge, and I hope so, because she just puts it out. It's in a cupboard.
Like, you have to keep a cake in a fridge, right?
I don't actually think you do. It depends on how long it's covered, so it's not like a lot of air is getting in to stale it up, but I don't know. Like, my mom makes cakes. I should know this. But, like, I just eat the cakes. I don't ask her about the logistics of the
cake. Yeah, I've just never seen them stored anywhere but a refrigerator.
Usually you put it in a fridge. A lot of times it's in, like, a glass case on a countertop or something. Right. So I don't know. Maybe you don't have to. Either way, these are weird cupboards is what I'm trying to say. So they leave. I don't know why. They're like, all right, let's go. Ha, ha, ha. Like we should know why they're leaving. And I guess it's just to go make Damon think they forgot his birthday more.
And the whole time they're walking away, Leo is looking at Kendrick's like, I cannot believe you would not let me eat that cake.
I was just gonna stick my dirty, filthy hand in that cake and eat some. How dare you, Kendrick's? So they leave. And as they leave, Maya comes out a different door, like an elevator, it looks like.
Yeah.
And she goes into the apartment. She puts her bag down.
When Maya walks into the apartment, the door automatically opens.
Yes, keep this in mind.
Yep.
Maya
activates Although now,
the doors.
Now that I've thought about it for 1 second, I think I get it.
Is it just the girls?
Yes, because it's their apartment.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense. Because when they leave, and when Kendrick comes back in a set, like after the break, then it just opens for her.
Yeah.
But it does not open for Leo, so he's not on the list. So she puts her stuff down, and she sits on her hammock for a second. She's like, oh, I'm starving. And then she's looking around for food. There's a box of cornflakes open.
There's an empty box of cornflakes. There's some, like, empty cake tins that she lifts up, and there's nothing in them. She looks in the sink, I think, for a minute. See if anything's left on a plate she can scrape up.
Any port in a storm, man. I hope I never am that hungry. I hope I'm never sink hungry. I hope nobody is ever sink hungry.
No, you never want to be sink scrap hungry.
So then she goes.
She has
super smells.
She's got space smelling superpowers.
She just has some jungle powers in this episode. One of them is the ability to smell cakes through a tin and a cupboard. Because she opens up the cupboard and there's a cake in there and she's like, oh, yeah, cake. And then she drops the lid on the floor like an animal because she's so hungry she's a cartoon now.
Yeah, because it lands next to her boots, and then we cut to the theme song.
You know the theme song. And when we come back, she is literally, like, covered in cake. She ate whole thing.
First of all, she's eating this cake on a hammock.
On a hammock, which is just a tricky prospect. With her hands.
With her hands.
And then she's got, like, a slice left.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
That old gag.
There's a slice left, but she did eat with her hands, so she cut very good with her hands. You think she whipped out the Quasar saber? She's like, man, I just want to get into this cake. Let me cut it open a little bit. But she's covered in it. And Kendrick's coming. He's like, oh, hey, how's it going? How could you? And now this is the point where I want to hit the Zach Morris Saved by the Bell pause button. Like, pause. Hey, everybody. Jake here. Most of the time, if your plot can be resolved by two people talking, it's bad.
Yeah.
Just keep that in mind. Unpause. So they start yelling at each other about cake. At no point does Kendrick explain why the cake is important.
Because Kendrick is like, who said you could eat that? And Maya's like, I didn't know I needed permission to eat food.
In her own home. Like,
in her house. Yeah. And then it cuts away and it comes back. And Kendrick is like, well, in the jungle, you can maybe eat whatever you want, but here we have to ask permission. And it's like, no, Kendrick, that's not your problem with what happened.
That's not the reason this is bad. And Maya's like, well, in the jungle, we share. And then this whole time, Leo comes up and hears them yelling. He's outside the door. It does not open for him. He's outside listening in. And he loves it.
Yeah.
He thinks this is great. And then Kai sees him and he's like, Kai, get in on this. You're going to want to hear them fight about cake. You gotta hear this argument.
You didn't watch much of the Attitude Era of the WWF.
You
were a WCW
kid,
I was a WCW boy,
yeah.
This is just a weird thing where it happened in the WWF a lot, where guys just love watching girls fight. It's like a weird, gross trope.
Yeah, in WWF, the Attitude Era, there was a lot of bra and panties matches, and if you're unfamiliar, it's this terrible match where there is a winner once you have stripped your opponent into their bra and panties.
Yeah.
And it's gross and bad, as you can imagine, and most of the time, they did make it in a pool of something.
Yeah. Oh, there was like mud like wrestling.
Slop, which pudding. Is just butterscotch pudding.
Yeah.
Pudding, which is just chocolate pudding. Jello. One time, Tori Wilson and Stacey Keibler had to wrestle in eggnog. So next time someone tells you that the Attitude Era was the best time in wrestling, punch them in the dick once.
Yeah, it was gross.
Because it was bad a lot of the time. So they're fighting more, and I think this is right after the, well, in the jungle we share. She's like, oh, why don't you finish it? And Maya's storming out, and Kendrick grabs a slice left and throws it. And Maya, like, jungle powers, so she turns and, like, gets out of the way, but the door opens because she got close to it. And so it just smacks Leo in the face, which, honestly, he deserved a lot worse.
He did.
For trying to eat his friend's birthday cake.
And just being gross about just, a girl yeah. fight.
Girl, they're gonna fight, yeah. Have you ever seen a girl fight in real life? It's not sexy, it's scary. I don't want to make generalizations about women, but that's literally every single fight I've seen between girls gets brutal quick. So I don't know why they're like, oh, it's going to be so sexy. This episode's getting out of hand.
It is.
So then we cut to a monster who we will never receive a name for.
No.
It's a samurai with a dumb voice. Like, it's this big samurai, and it's like Kevin McAllister voice.
Like, he looks very cool because he's like, I guess a lobster, maybe a crawfish, or maybe he's a bug.
I literally just saw samurai and nothing else. I could not tell you anything else.
Like, I guess that V on the samurai helmet looks kind of like pinchers.
Okay.
Which I guess wouldn't be a lobster or a crawfish. Maybe he's a bug.
I don't know.
He looks neat.
There's no rules. He does look very cool, though. But he's like, I'm gonna get you. It's like if Waluigi and Kevin McAllister were the same person.
Yeah, it'd be this lobster. I'm gonna look up his name because they never say it.
So he's trying to find the source of the force field, but then he makes a force field. Can anyone explain this to me?
The only thing I can think is that the source of it is like this clear glass contraption, and he just couldn't see it. So he's like, where'd I put it down?
I lost
my contact lens, which also happens to make a force field.
Because he's literally like, we got to find the source of the force field. And then he taps his staff on the ground and a force field pops up. And I'm like, oh, I found it. It's your staff. Idiot. We cut over to Maya and Kendrick's and they just went shopping and they're walking down a bridge and they're like, we're going to divide the fridge down the middle and you don't touch my food. I won't touch your food. And they bump into the force field and drop their food. And then we see some people also bumping it. There's like a car parked and someone be like trying to hit the force field. And then a dude rides his bike into it. And this stuntman has to like abandon bike ship.
The monster's name is Destruxo.
Yeah, that is not mentioned in this episode.
Destruxo.
Okay.
Because he's extreme. It's 1999, so.
Yeah.
Of course he's extreme.
I guess I've heard worse monster. It's no fish face.
No, it's definitely not that.
Also, I do want to point out this is the first time I wrote force field, the second time, because the monster wanted to make a force field is my first note. I wrote the words force field so many times they lost their meaning to me. So sometimes it's just like fork feels, because I was just like, whatever. I just want to get through this.
It's like the fish in Wind Waker. Like, you got to find the triumph forks.
Wait, does it say that?
Yeah.
Well, look, they're not going to find themselves.
Those map fish.
Oh, map? Yeah, yeah, okay.
One of them, like, when you start the Tingle Quest, it's like, you got to look for the triumph forks.
I just found these triangles. Is this good enough? Oh, yeah, that's what I meant. Triumph forks. My Aunt Kendrick's go to, like, investigate. They're like, we got to see what's up. And they, like, go around the corner, and Destruxo is there. You all right?
I'm great.
And they morph. We get a morph call for the fourth time this season, maybe third.
And every time, because we'll double the total of morph calls in this episode.
Yeah.
And Maya and Kendrick's do it twice, and every time there's just no enthusiasm in it.
No, and to be fair, Go Galactic, like, isn't really
punchy.
It's just like. It's like Kai calls his gorilla later. He's like, gorilla. And it's just like, go galactic.
It's because he's like, I'm a gorilla.
I'm a gorilla. It's a gorilla. That, no, it's just a gorilla.
Yeah, but if you see him, he's goofy as heck.
He is. I do kind of have a soft spot for that dumb gorilla.
He's the opposite of the T-Rex. He's got big arms and little legs.
Yeah. So they attack him with their quasar sabers. And they do the like, supercharge quasar saber. And they both attack him at the same time. And Destruxo grabs their quasar sabers, is like, nah, and throws them back.
Your stuff's weak.
And it's really neat that he's, like, a very powerful monster, but he doesn't feel super threatening, even though he does say he's invincible, like, a couple times.
Yeah.
I think a lot of it's just the fact that his opening gambit was, where's the source of the force field? Whoomp. There it is. Like, it's just like, he started off with this confusing thing that makes him lose credibility to me. So they're fighting. The girls are not doing great because, again, he's very powerful. The guys drive up on their motorcycles.
They're Galactabikes.
They're Galactabikes. And they shoot, and the force field stops them. And they go, oh, a force field. And then that's it. And they, like, bang on it a couple times. They're like, oh, okay, nothing. The samurai, like, throws them to the ground. Like, it just, like, murks him. I don't remember exactly what happened.
He does his sword strike, which is like, he like charges up and then he slashes in like an X, and we get to see like the slash on the screen.
Right.
And then that overlays over the Power Rangers and then they spark and blow up.
Okay.
He does it again later.
Must have been taking notes both times.
Yeah, he does it again later right before his plan falls apart. So.
Okay. Spoilers for the bad guys lose in this episode. So then Kai, you know, the smart one, goes, let's go under the force field. We should go under it.
I want to point out, at this point in time, in the Damon's birthday episode, we've seen the Green Ranger.
Yes.
We have not seen Damon.
We haven't heard Damon
We have
either.
Not heard Damon.
Also, this episode's about Kendricks and Maya's friendship,
yep,
and groceries.
Which I'm glad Maya has a spotlight.
Yeah.
But why is the backdrop Damon's birthday?
It's so weird. And like I said when we were watching it, the Zach's birthday episode was called Happy Birthday, Zach. So you knew it was about him.
Yeah, and it kept showing him sad because he thought his friends hated him because surprise parties are awful, stupid.
Surprise parties are fine. It's when your friends actively make you think that they forgot about your birthday. That bites.
Yeah.
In the age of Twitter and Facebook telling everyone that your birthday is now, it's a lot harder.
Yeah.
But still, I don't mind a surprise party. I've never had one. Have I? I've had one. But, like, you know it's your birthday. Expect a party. Like, if no one said, hey, we're doing a party, like, they're probably planning a surprise party. Or your friends are just, I guess, rude. Just rude jerks. This is when the force field gets a little weird because it starts sucking the air out of the place. I guess they're using up all the air.
I think he said that in, like, one throwaway line when the force field went up. He's like, it also blocks air.
Okay. He's like a 1930s radio announcer. Breaking it also blocks the air. So they see a bunch of people like being like and falling down, and they can't breathe either. And Kendrick's like, we got to get out of here. We got to regroup and save these people.
They're morphed, and we have seen unmorphed children breathing in space.
Yep.
So I guess in this universe, in the Power Rangers cinematic universe,
yeah,
there's air in space that you can breathe.
Yeah, but it's not in the force field.
But the force field blocks it.
Well, it can't come in from space if it can't get through the force field.
That's true.
That's where the air comes from. I don't know if anyone knows that. Space, just a bunch of air.
Yeah,
crazy.
Just air. You're just pumping it right in.
So weird. Air and gravity. Kendra's like, we got to go. We got to save these people. She doesn't say how, because she doesn't know how. But that's her.
Right.
Her motion is to do that. Maya's like, no, I'm gonna kill this guy, because that's how we save the people. And typically that's right, is whatever is hurting the people, you kill the bad guy doing it, it goes away. So she rushes in, gets destroyed, gets injured. Maya pulls out the trans dagger, or the beta bow version.
Kendricks,
yeah. And shoots him, and that like creates a smoke screen.
She shoots the ground.
Okay.
She like rapid fires the ground in front of them.
Sure.
Which gives them time. It distracts him enough because he like backs away.
Right.
And by the time disappear. The smoke is cleared, they're gone.
Okay. So they're, like, hiding in a building now, and Maya's got some scratches on her cheek. That's important. Keep that in mind. And she's still mad, and she's like,
yeah, because Kendricks tries to, like, wipe her scratches with the tissue.
Yeah.
I get, probably like a sandy wipe or something.
Right, yeah, to clean it up.
She's like, no, don't touch me, loser.
Yeah, why'd you run away? We need to defeat him. And she's like, no, we gotta save these people. And she's like, whatever, and runs away. And this is her second jungle power of the episode, because she does like a front flip off of a second story balcony.
Yeah, she lands on her feet and just keeps running.
And keeps running. So like, cool moves, Maya.
Yeah.
You can smell cake through cabinets and you can jump pretty good. So then the monster waters the lawn.
Yeah, his staff, he sticks his staff into the ground. And I guess that is supposed to suck out the lights of Orion.
By the way, they're looking for the lights of Orion. Again, surprise.
I don't even think we need to mention that anymore. Yeah.
It's called Orion Rising.
Yeah.
Which I guess it might sort of.
So I think the force field is not coming from his staff. His staff is like what's supposed to pull the lights out of the ground.
Okay.
The force field is coming from that weird glass door jam.
It's like a glass cornhole bench. You know that like where you do the beanbag toss?
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
It's like a hole in it. It's like a glass one of those that no one can see. So I guess the force field is to keep the lights in?
The force field, I think, is to keep the Rangers out so that they can't interfere with his plan. Because when Maya and Kendrick show up, the idea that Power Rangers were in there when it was turned on is right. Unfathomable to this monster.
Yeah, which, like, have you ever seen an episode of Power Rangers, dude? Oh, at least one of them will be in a position to ruin your plan. That's the whole show. We cut underground to the guys there in the subway station, I guess, in Terra Ventures subway station. And Leo just runs headfirst into the force field and gets knocked on his butt.
Yeah, and I think Damon says, the force field goes under the surface. Well, of course.
Well, yeah, it's a circle. it's not just a dome. It's
doesn't
a whole
hit the
circle.
Ground and go, good.
Yeah, all right, good enough for me. Better leave a weak spot in the force field. No, it has to connect itself. So
just
then we
dig
cut
a dog hole right under it, like
yeah,
a fence.
Super easy. So then we cut to Kendricks, who sees two little girls that are on a bench, and they look exactly like her and Maya.
Yeah.
The little one that looks like Maya has three scratches on her cheek, just like Maya does. The blonde one has glasses, like Kendricks.
Here's what happened.
It's a little on the nose.
They shot this first. They shot Kendricks talking to these kids first, and they were like, I don't think that looks enough like Maya. Like, you might just think this is Kendricks talking to kids, even though the blonde one is exactly her.
Yes.
They were like, so we need to put these scratch identifiers on Maya so that everybody, even dumb babies, can make the link that this is them.
Oh, it's them. And the little girl's like Kendricks is like, are you afraid? She's like, yeah. She's like, what can I do to help? And the little girl's like, can you make more air? Which is such a sick burn.
It is. Oh, man. That hurts.
So good. And they're like, no, it's okay. We have each other. And they hold hands and they like.
Yeah, the camera's like zoomed super in and it like tilts down to their hands and they're being just like friends.
Yeah, and they're like, we're going to get through this together or we'll die together. Oh, yeah, either way, we're going to be together when we do it. And Kendra's like, I got to find Maya. And so she goes. She goes to go find Maya. So then we cut to Maya, who's on the hunt. She sees some buggies run by and she's like, all right, I'm going to go kill them now. And she takes two steps out and sees, that's right, the birthday store. The birthday store on Terra Venture. It's a big store. It says happy birthday. There's cakes in the window front. There's balloons and all you need for a birthday party because it's a birthday store. Excuse me?
Here's a question I have.
Go.
Because Terra Venture is a space station.
Yep.
Traveling through space away from Earth.
Yep.
So it is no longer revolving around our sun.
Yeah. Oh, I see where you're going with this. Yeah.
So how are they do they just have a 24-hour clock and they're like, we're still on Earth days here?
I think they have a 24-hour clock and they're probably like 365 days is a year. Even if it's not a sun rotation.
Right. It's all that we know from the planet we're from.
Yeah.
So we're just going to keep that time.
Yeah, exactly. So here's a fun fact about rotations. At some point, I looked up a bunch of stuff about Mars.
Sometimes you just got to look up stuff.
Sometimes you just got to like know something about something and you get down a K-hole and you can't get out. So Mars has a 23-hour day. So it's real close to ours. And their year is about twice ours, like almost exactly.
Okay.
So if we lived on Mars, slowly we would lose track, but we'd be pretty much there.
I would be about 15 and a half on Mars, in Mars years.
Yeah, or you would just measure birthdays by the half year.
Right, right.
So I guess there's that.
Yeah.
Fun facts about Mars. Also, Mars has a very thin and low atmosphere, and there is a
so you can stand on it, but if you jump,
well,
you're
no,
out.
You can. There's a mountain that you can walk up. It's a very slight incline, but yeah, you can walk up it to the atmosphere. So that would be terrifying, because then yeah, if you jump and you're let go, and you're gone. It's goodbye.
You're that's horrifying.
Yep, you could walk off the planet if you're going fast enough. So then she's like, "Oh, it's a birthday cake. Can you put this in your pocket?"
Yeah, please don't let go of the fact that she says, "Oh, right, a birthday cake.
A birthday cake for birthdays." So then buggies attack her, and they pop up behind her while she's having this like birthday epiphany, and she doesn't Helga Pataki.
No,
unfortunately,
that's a damn shame.
That would have been very cool, but she does like turn around just in time. Like, she again danger senses them and turns around and blocks one, and Kendricks blocks two others.
I think it's implied that when they got close enough, she caught their reflection in the window.
That's what it felt like to me. Because
she kind of like reacts to seeing them, even though her back is to them.
Yeah, and then so she blocks one, and Kendricks blocks two others, and they have a fight, and they get away. And Maya's like, "Oh, I'm sorry. It's a birthday. I didn't realize it."
Yeah, they're like just like hiding around a corner looking to make sure no one is coming.
Yeah.
And Kendra's back is to Maya, and she's just like, "It was a birthday cake, wasn't it?"
And Kendra's like, "Yeah, it's okay." And it's like, "Well, no, Kendricks, it's not okay, because you should have said that was a birthday cake and told her why that was important."
Yeah, she's an alien, Kendricks.
Yeah. And then Maya says, "I didn't know, because we don't celebrate birthdays."
Which you could have figured out by the way that I knew exactly what a birthday cake was.
So this means that on Miranoi, they know what birthdays are, but they refuse to celebrate them.
Yeah.
It's just a bunch of Jehovah's Witnesses.
It's just all Jehovah's Witnesses on
That's
Miranoi.
That's all it is. So then a buggy runs up to Destruxo and just like taps him on the shoulder.
Oh, excuse me, sir.
Hey, boss. There's a food. I think we found the source of the force field over here.
Maya just figured out what birthdays are.
She just figured out what birthdays are. She's on the birthday cake store, so we should go check around there.
I also think they were like, "We need to find the source of the force field at this point." And that buggy maybe heard them.
I think what the buggy is just telling him that they found it, because the next scene is they go to it. But before we do, Maya and Kendricks find it. And it's literally just like a glass toilet or something. It's like a weird glass toilet on the ground. It's modern art, and I just don't get it. I'm sorry. We cut to the guys, and they see Magna Defender, who is just like, "Oh, this again." He is so nonplussed by everything going on right now.
He doesn't need to be here.
No. Here's something that Benny pointed out on Twitter, is that the Magna Defender is Batman. I was doing a Batman joke voice, and I still didn't put it together, but he's inverted Batman.
Okay.
Because, like, Batman's parents died, his kid died.
Sure.
He's inverted Batman, like literally. But he's like, "All right, Tora Zord charge." So Tora Zord does, like, the little, like, trot, 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 trot. And, like, bumps into it and does nothing. And then the guys are there and they're like, "Magna Defender, what are you doing?" He's like, "Shut up, Red Ranger."
And he's just done. He's like, "I don't care. I'm done with you guys."
Yeah, like what happened in the last episode? Was the last one
the one when him and Leo fought over the fake lights of Orion? Because no one will tell anybody what the actual problem is.
Yes, that's what happened last time. And he's just like, whatever.
Yeah, because they show up and they're like, "Hey," and he's like, "Oh, you again."
He literally says, "Save your breath, Red Ranger," like that. And then he grows and he gets big and he gets in Tora Zord, and then he pulls out his, like, double,
his Tora Sword.
His Tora Sword. And he just starts wailing on the force field. And, like, it's shaking, and Maya and Kendricks is, or I think Maya's like, it'll rip the space station apart. It'll rip
Terra Mantra. I think Kendricks says that.
I think so.
She would know more about the space station.
It feels like it. So the guys remorph, because they weren't morphed before. It's the first time we see Damon in this episode, too.
Yeah, they just will, like, be unmorphed all of a sudden sometimes, in this episode.
Sometimes they just, they're not feeling it, you know? So they morph again. And they call their Galactic Buddies, and they jump in their Galactic Buddies, and Leela's like, Red Lion! And Kai's like, Gorilla. And Damon's like, Condor! And then, even though it's just like, it's Pete's beaked dragon.
Yeah.
And then they start fighting, but like...
His Zor's Galactic Beast is just like a fully evolved Pokemon.
It literally is, if the Charmander line, instead of being Fire-type... was grass flying.
Yeah. And like a little more birdish. Had a beak.
Yeah.
Instead of a reptile beak.
Instead of a snout, a nose, a face front.
Yeah. Yeah. Long face front.
Face front. So there's some Taurazord action doing, like, you know, they're fighting, they're doing that stuff. It's not, nothing's happening. So the girls morph again because they demorphed. When they split up and morphed again.
This time they do two separate running morphs.
They're doing a running morph and they're like, go Galactic, go Galactic. It's like, guys, just coordinate. Come on. And so they attack Destruxo, who in my notes is just Samurai Guy.
Samurai Guy.
I was going to put that, but I didn't because I didn't know how unruly that would get. so then the Galactic Buddies, we come back to them and they are not doing so great against Mind Defender. But it's okay, because he mysteriously splits into two and goes back to little, and the Taurazord goes away.
Yeah, because Leo uses his fire breath from the lion Galactabuddy. Galactazord? Galactabeast.
Galactabuddy.
And it hits the Magna Defender, who's just like, I'm fine, nothing matters.
He's like, shut up, nerd.
And Leo is like, that did nothing. And then it cuts back to the Magna Defender, who's just, like, real itchy now, and then he falls apart.
And the Magna Defender on the ground is like, oh, I'm in pain, leave me alone. Like, he's just, like, holding his ribs, and he runs away, and they're like, okay, bye.
So I don't know if they did it, or if something else happened to him.
I think it's probably...
it's Sentai footage, so something was obviously different.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I think what it is like, Magna Defender's powers without the lights of Orion are booty. So, like, he's getting hurt and dying because he doesn't have the lights or something. We cut to the girls, and they're still fighting Destruxo, and he's like, you're never going to win. And she's like, yeah, we will because we have each other. And so they get single file, and they start running. They do their Naruto run at him, and he blasts a bunch of times.
Yeah, it was right before this that he does his sword cut again. And that, okay, like, pushes them back.
Right. Okay, I do remember that. Okay, because
they are like, he says, the two of you are not a match for me. And then Maya's like, maybe not alone, but together we can beat you because we're a great team.
Yeah, and they start running at him. And he's like, yeah. And he starts blasting at him. And they no-sell it because of friendship powers. Yes. I guess they destroy the source of the force field because the force field goes down.
Yeah, they knock him back a little bit, and then I don't know what they do, but the force field gets destroyed.
He steps on it, and it breaks.
He falls on it, and shatters because it's glass.
This is a glass toilet, and he sat on it real hard, and it broke. and then people can breathe again, including the two little girls. Yay, everybody's saved. And they, like, grab hands, start jumping up and down, like, we can breathe, yay!
They did have more air.
They made more air, yay! And then the guys come back, and they're like, it's about time you listen. And Damon literally, like, shoves Maya in the back of the head. And it's like this playful thing, but, like, very rough.
Yeah.
And in the Sentai footage, it's a guy. Yellow is a guy.
Yeah.
And also, I don't know if they're dating, but you pointed out that this might be, like, a couples fight that they were having.
Yeah.
Because, like...
Yeah, because when the other Rangers come up, Yellow, like, wraps his arm around Pink and is like, we're great, we're doing good.
Yeah. So, like, I don't know what the deal is with the regular one. But then Damon literally just, like, shoves her in the back of the head.
Yeah.
And she's like, hey, watch it. So then he's like, you didn't kill me. I told you I was invincible. This is Destructo. And so they pull out the bazooks of Orion. And they shoot it. And it doesn't work because he's invincible. Then his staff starts doing stuff. And it summons up a bunch of ghosts, I think.
That's what it looks like. He's like, oh, yes, the lights of Orion. And it's just a bunch of, like, spooky ghosts flying around.
It's a bunch of ghost shapes. So I guess happy Halloween month, everybody. the Orion Rising got you covered.
The lights of Orion. Spooky Twitter name is Ghosts.
Ghosts of Orion.
The ghosts of Orion.
So then they all conglomerate into one big light of Orion. And Magna Defender is like 500 miles away.
He's on the top of a cliff and maybe another dome.
And he's like, lights of Orion, come to me. With that amount of fervor.
Yeah, and instead, first they slowly go, yes, we're on our way.
Yeah, it's like it's like a scene from Birdemic. It's going so slow.
And then I guess Destruxo gets like too close and they take off.
Yeah, and they fly out of Terra Venture away. Maya says, and I quote, it flew out of the Terra Venture. Thanks, Maya. And then Destruxo's like, ah, heck with this, I'm out, and just dips. And he just teleports away in lightning. And then we, like, do a commercial fade, and when we come back, Damon comes in, and he's covered in grease. He's had a hard day at work. He also was covered in grease when he was demorphed earlier in the episode. So, like, he was, like, interrupted fixing something. And was like, I can't wash my face. Okay, I'll go in public with this giant grease on my face. But apparently he just, like, is cool with it. He'll shower when he gets home, I guess.
Little does he know, there'll be no time for showers.
Not today, because he opens the door and he turns the lights on. And it's a surprise party! And he's like, you guys remembered.
He's like,
my birthday.
It's so funny because he looks around and he's like, my birthday?
You remembered.
Which, like, for a second is like, he just remembered.
Yeah, maybe it wasn't that he didn't think they... Maybe he just genuinely forgot. He's been in space, he's a Power Ranger now, he's got a lot of stuff going on.
He's been working all day.
Yeah. He didn't even take the day off.
There's no sun, everything's artificial.
Yeah. So then he's like, I'm happy you remembered. And they're all like, yeah, presents and a new cake. It's so great, we made it together. And it's got green on it, because you're the Green Ranger. And then it's like, cool, yeah, birthday fun times. And then we fade out and we fade back. And it's like later in the night. And Kendricks and Maya need to bring it down a notch. And they're like, it's too bad the lights flew away forever. And then Maya's like, I think they'll return someday. And the next episode is called Orion Returns. So Maya, I think you're right. And I think it's going to be sooner than you may think.
You got a week tops.
Just when we thought we were free of these dang old lights... The damn-ass lights of Orion. Nope. They'll be back next week. But that's the end of the episode.
Yep.
So, Josh, I started.
Yes.
What's the best?
It's probably the attempt to recreate the Green Ranger Terminator scene via friendship between Kendricks and Maya.
Yeah, that was a pitiful attempt, I would say. Because the Green Ranger Terminator scene is, if you'll recall... the coolest thing that ever happened on Power Rangers.
Yeah.
But this is similar to that. It's
the idea is the same.
Yeah, it's mostly just like that he's a bad shot. But it was pretty cool that they were like, no, we're friends, and now we're invincible.
Yeah.
I'm going to say the best is... I don't know.
Yeah, see, it's hard. It's a tough one.
I just don't know. It's an ironic best, but Gorilla... I just like it was as if Kai had the actor Archie Coe had only said gorilla maybe six times his whole life before that. And she's very unconfident about it. What's the worst?
Kendrick's not explaining that it was a birthday cake right away.
Yeah, just that was for Damon because it's his birthday.
Then Maya
what's
would be
a
like,
birthday?
Yeah, Maya would be like, oh crap, I'm so sorry. Let's go to the store and we can make another one.
We can go to the birthday. Let's go to the store. I know just the one.
And that still gets them to the store.
Yeah. And like, I guess they did need to fight a little bit.
That's true.
But there could have been a better way.
Yeah.
You know, maybe instead Maya could be like, I don't see what the big deal is about birthdays. We don't celebrate them. Like, whatever. It's just a cake.
And Kendricks is just frustrated because she's only known them as big deals.
Yeah. Hey, we just fixed it. It was so easy. It took us 2 seconds. Congratulations, guys. Who's the MVP?
Hmm.
I think it's Maya.
I think it's Maya. That was my first thought.
Because number one, she did a lot of good fighting. She had some cool jungle powers.
Yeah.
A lot of cool moves. She also ate a whole cake and then, like, did errands.
She ate a cake, like, just as lunch.
Yeah, she's like, I'm hungry. I'm going to eat a cake now.
That would kill me.
I would die. After a slice of cake. All right, let me clarify. If that cake has whipped cream or no frosting on it, I could eat two slices. If it has any frosting at all, I can eat the thinnest slice you could possibly make without it just being called a sheet of paper, and then I would take a nap. I could not eat a whole cake.
Nope.
That's ridiculous. And then she went and did stuff.
She fought space monsters.
On a full cake belly. I could not have done that.
That's crazy. Good job, Maya.
Good job. Also, she did have some cool jungle powers. I liked her just like casually flipping off a second story balcony.
Like, she does that all the time.
Like, that's just her whole deal.
She's in knee-high boots.
Yeah. It's great. So, Josh, the only thing we got to do left is rank this episode.
You want to hit me with where you would put it and what number that falls at?
Okay, so I'm going to say the episode was fine. It wasn't bad. There was some dumb things in
it. Yeah, I also just don't like the minor inclusion of the Magna Defender. I wanted to point that out as a runner-up worst.
Yeah, he doesn't need to be in.
He's just there all of a sudden just because, like, we need to put the Magna Defender in because we have this footage of him punching a force field. But we're not going to write him into the actual episode.
Yeah, and, like, he didn't do anything to the force field. It was just, like, to occupy the guys for a second. So, like, it served a purpose, but, like, barely. So I'm going to say this is probably below Sunflower Search, above Quasar Quest, which is between 4 and 5. It would be the new number 5. Maybe I'd put it below Quasar Quest.
I don't think I would put it below Quasar Quest. I'm not sure I would put it below Sunflower Search either. But the only thing I can remember about that episode right now is how stupid the bad guys are.
Bad guys are very stupid, but the kid died, and that was crazy.
Oh, that's right.
A lot of good Magna Defender backstory stuff.
Good monster in this episode. He's not dead yet, either.
Yeah, he's still out there.
But it does not trump they shot a kid.
I was editing that yesterday, and I was like, how do we not make a I shot a kid joke? How do we walk by that so many times?
I'll put it right between Quasar Quest and Sunflower Search.
Because Quasar Quest did have Leo being like a tricksy street tough, but this one was like fun to watch.
Yeah.
Like, I enjoyed watching it, even if it was kind of dumb.
And I liked Maya in this episode most of the time.
Yeah. And the conflict between them could have been solved pretty easily, but they could have made a better conflict out of it. So, like, yeah. But like I said, it boils down to I had more fun watching this one than I did Quasar Quest.
Yeah.
So that's where we put it. Coming in at number 5 on the list. What's this episode called?
Orion Rising.
All right. So we're trending upwards.
Yeah, it's getting better as it goes. It's at least staying above the pilot. Not pilot. First episode.
Yes, the series premiere. So that's it for us for today. Thank you guys very much for listening. We'll see you on Friday when Orion returns. What a long wait you have before we get back to this.
I'm curious.
Nail-biting plot.
Let me just see real quick here.
How far apart the actual episodes were. What if it was one day?
Okay, so Orion Rising was May 1st.
Right.
Orion returns 1 week later on May 8th.
They had a week. The kids had a week to stew in it.
Where are the lights of Orion?
Where'd they go? I'm so invested in these lights that only, I guess, exist now.
But also, like, why?
I don't know.
Because there's a light in the footage, and so, like, it needs to be important, but
I don't think they have a plan.
This could have been any magic coming out of that staff. Why are the lights of Orion buried in the earth of Terra Venture?
I don't know. He got him by watering the lawn. I just don't get it. Anyway, we'll see you on Friday for that. But until then,
may the power protect you.
So I guess they just... Oh, hey, phone, do you want to come back? Phone. No? Okay, let me try again. There we go. It just wouldn't unlock.